our clerks, Democrats, Republicans, independents, are professionally working to ensure that every vote counts and that people can trust the results of the election, even if they're unhappy with them. And so one of the things that's been alarming is the proliferation of the number of leaders, not just candidates, not just one candidate, repeating those types of suspicions without any merit or basis in fact. And it makes me concerned that in this era of political violence, that comments such as that, casting wrongly, in my view, aspersions on the election process themselves, can lead to potentially violence, not just against candidates, but election officials and election administrators. It's one of the reasons why in 2023, we passed a law in Michigan to increasingly make it a felony for someone to threaten an election worker in their line of duty so that we can try to protect folks who are just simply doing their jobs. But certainly we're all on guard in the months ahead and trying to communicate the futility of casting these false aspersions on the security of our elections. And my hope is that we can soon turn the page on this moment and return to a time where even if you lost an election, you accepted the results as an accurate reflection of the will of the people.